يعني ضعف خبزين من بيز. The last two lines of the Amid. The Gemara was mevarer that the whole concept of Gilgul Shvuim we learn out from Saita that she swears with Araglaim Ledava on the Kinui and Stira that was after the Nisuin. And then we're Megalgal Ashvue on her that she should swear Shaloi Satisi Arusa, Shaloi Satisi Shemeres Yavam. And here we don't have a Kinui Yestire, we don't have a Raglaim Ledova. And this is the Makir of Gilgal Shvue, that without a Raglaim Ledova and a Drora de Shvue, there's a concept of Shvu'e Gerere Shvu'e. Look, the Gemara Ashkech and Saita the Isura. Fine. This is a Shvu'e Levarer Isurim. So on that is a din. There's a Tviyah that she has to be Mevarer Isurim, that we have no Raglaim Ledova, that she's Choshud, that she was over. She's mechuyev to swear, but mamayna minola, how do we know that a teveya can be teveya from a nitva, a shvue, and mamines, that there's no drora de shvue, there's no raglaim ledova, mamayna mi yisura lo yalfina. So the Gemara answers, tana devei Rabbi Yishmael kal v'chayma. So kal v'chayma, u'ma saita sheloi nitna lehitova be'idecha. Ma docha saita, that on the shvua rishayne, an eidecha is not strong enough to be mechayev ha-shvua. Migalgalin afal pikein. There's a din gilgul. Mamein sheniten lehitova be'edechot ein eidin shal megalgalim. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi sheloi nitna lehitova shvue shalo be'edechot. Kedamrinen osam lezorich shnei eidim shera'uho shenistaro. We need two eidim shera'uho shenistaro diyalef dover dover mimamein. We learn out of Odova Mimome, Motsaba Ervas Dova, Pishna made him Yakim Dova, so the Ervas Dova, the Stire, has to be in his barrel of P to Adem. Momain Shenitainli Tova Lashbia Beidechot. Momain, one can be Mashbia with an Eidechot im Toanoi Mone. The Teveya was Teveya Amone from the Nitva. Vikofa loi vikuloi. And the Nitva was Kaifa. It was a Kaifa Hakel. So a Kaifa Hakel is not Mechuyiv to swear. Veid Echod Meidoi Shu Chayiv loi. And then an Eid Echod is Meid that he owes him this Mone. Is Nishba. He swears. Shenema la yokum eidechot beish lachol ovin ulchol chatos lachol ovin ulchol chatos einei kom avul kom hu lishvue. So madoch by momen that one is machayev ashvue, bezn is machayev ashvue, afilu an a small drore. Now the other way, the Kavachem goes Madoch by Saita, that one needs a larger drora de shvua, a larger raglaim ledova, in order to be mechayev the ikir shvua. Afal pike in the Torah was mechadish, but after he's mechuyev, after she is mechuyev to swear on the ikir shvua, there is a concept of shvua gerer shvua. Is mamain that a smaller raglaim ledover is sufficient to be mechayev a shvuim, it's more kill by moment to be mechayev shua than by saita to be mechayev shua. Avada give is that there should be a concept of gilgul shvua of shvua gereres shvua. Now there is a kasha that the achreinim amoira, the netziv and the sefri is moira this kasha. I think the Amakne is Moira this Kasha, that Lechaira, the comparison of the Gemara is comparing Momen to Shvua, and the Gemara is saying that by Momen Afilu, a smaller Drore is Mechaiva Shvua, is Kabachema, that will be a din of Gilgul Shvua. So their Moira, it's not true. My Momen Eidechot is being made on Chiv, on Chiv Momen. I have an Eidechot that is saying clearly that he owes a money. Masha'in came by Shvue, they're only being made on Stire, they're not being made on Tume. Forget, she's swearing Loinit Meisi, that's what she's swearing, but I don't have. That means, how can you compare these two inyonim? How can you compare here by Issa, you need two Eidim? If that's Nisagina Gilgush, yeah, you need two Eidim if they're not saying on the Tume, they're saying on Stire. And she's swearing on Tume. So Memele, so there you need two Eidim. Masha Enkein by Momen, there you have an Eidecha that is saying on the money, on the deen. So there, one eight is enough. We don't have this case by Tumen. So therefore, the Netziv wants to say the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is not like Rashi, the Gemara is saying that Madoch by Tumen, and Eidech will say Nitmeis, without Kinu Yestire, it's nothing. You need Kini Yestire. But without Kini Yestire, Neidech will come and say that Meisi is not a manus whatsoever. But if our Pekin is a din of Gilgul Shvue, is Momen, and Neidech says, Chayiv Mone, says Chayiv to swear, so about the Gibis is a din of Gilgul Shvue. So the way they say Pshat, so we have a very good comparison. We have a Neidech by both cases. Neidechot is saying, by Satan it makes, without Kini Yestir, and it's nothing. Neidechot says that he owes a money, he's chayv to swear. So we see that Momen is killed and Satan. But Rashi did not learn like this. Rashi is a whole different mahalach. I would like to say, perhaps, Pshat and Rashi. And Bachsachmer, we have to be Medayik Rashi. And this Rashi is all over. Whenever Rashi speaks about Shvuas Eidechot, let us, Rashi in Chumash, Rashi in another Masechtas, let us see how Rashi says Pshat in Shvuas Eidechot. Momen sheniten litova lashpia be'eidechot. Now Rashi says, a whole Megillah. Im to'anai mone, yenu was teveya mone. Vikaf aloi bikulai. And yana was a kaifer akil. Ve'edechot me'idei shuk chayiv loi. And Eidechot comes and says he's chayiv. What would be if he wasn't tevei amone? If pshat is that, let's say, something was stolen from me, a ganav came into my house at night, I have the faintest idea what the ganav was. And grad and Eidechot passed by, and he witnessed how Reuven was the ganav. So he comes to, So the Balabas is perplexed, who stole from him? So the Seidechot says, you know, I saw, Reuven was the Ganav. So he takes him to Bezen. Will Reuven be Mechuyev to swear? So there's a big Machlikas and Rishayna. Taisvus and Bab Metzia holds, he will swear. But according to Rashi, he won't swear. Rashi says, Klo, a Shvuas Eid Echad works with a Taina of a Teveya. Now, let's understand this. So Pshat is as follows. That Be'emison, according to Rashi, the Taine is Machayev the Shvua. But you have to have a taina limta. You're saying that he owes you, and he's saying he doesn't owe you. It's my chazis. But if you have a hechoche, you have a raglaim ledover to your taina, so memel, then we're machayev eshvu. What's the raglaim ledover? Neidechot says he owes a money. So the emison and neidechot is not an nemonis. On the guy, he's Nemon Legabi Shvu according to Rashi. He's not Nemon. It's not, one could learn, perhaps with other Rashidim, it is that way. Just like Eidechot is Nemon B'Isurim. B'Isurim, he's Nemon. Lava Shibarim, he's not Nemon. But B'Isurim, he's Nemon. So one could say, Legabi Shvu, he's Nemon. Rashi does not learn like that. And Eidechot is not Nemonist Legabi Shvu. No, Pshat is, he's malim the taina of the Teveya. The Teveya says, you owe, this is my money, you owe me a money. And he says, yes, I saw how you borrowed the money. So that's malim the taina of the Teveya. So what is pshat neid echad? And neid echad creates a raglayim ledovo that the Teveya is right. All the Eidechad is doing is creating a raglayim ledover. He does, he has no nemonis. That he's nemon to be mevardinyan. He makes a raglayim ledover. Now, by soite, to make a raglayim ledover, to make me think there was kino yestire, so an Eidechad is nothing. An Eidechad will not make a raglayim ledover. You need two Eidim to tell us that there was stire. Then that makes the raglayim ledover. So we have here, we're comparing the raglayim ledovo that is needed by Saite and the raglayim ledovo which is needed by mummy. By Saite, we need a raglayim ledovo that comes about through an edus of two edim. Kolzman, I don't have a birur of two edim and stire, so there's no raglayim ledovo, I don't think. There you don't need a taina by Saita, that's for sure. The Baal doesn't know. But there the raglayim ledova is mechayiv the shvur. But the raglayim ledova has to originate from Tuedim. Less than Tuedim, I don't have the raglayim ledova. I don't bat an eyelash by less than Tuedim. By a moment I have a raglayim ledova with 1 8. So that is the kalvachayim of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, madoch by Saita. That you need a stronger biru to create a raglayim ledova. Afal pikein. But after there is halachi of shvur, already then the Torah said shvur gerere shvur, there's a din of gilgul shvur, is mamain that a smaller raglayim ledova is sufficient. Only Neidechot says that's also sufficient to create a raglayim ledova drore de shvur, avada gives to be a din of shvur gerer shvur. That's me, this is pshat in Rashi. If you learn that an eidechot is mechayiv a shvur without a taine, so then it's a different lumdus. Then pshat is that an eidechot is nemonis legabi shvur. If you don't need a taine of the baldova whatsoever, so then pshat is a nemonis legabi shvur. So then the Achayinim are asking a good kasha. So how can you compare Saita, they're speaking that she's wearing on its mace, and the Eidim are speaking about Stira, and here he's swearing on Loi Lavisi, and the Eid is made on Loi Lavisi. You can't compare these two in Yonim. That's why they say a different shot. But that is only if you hold, you don't need a tainus taiveya, so then the lumdus is an Eidechad as Nemel Agabi Shvur. In one more nekud, I would like to mention that the Gemara wants to prove that Mumin is skill than Issa. So the Gemara says, right here, they need to aid them, here need an Eidecha. Why didn't the Gemara prove an Amayda B'Mitzis? You don't even need an Eidecha. Amayda B'Mitzis is also Chayav Ashur. Because the Teretz is, Amoide B'mitzis is even stronger than Tuedim. You have a Doaz Valdin Kemei Eidim Domi. There the Raglaim Ledova is, you have a Raglaim Ledova of a Doaz Valdin, that makes the Raglaim Ledova. Nope. So my cat, that doesn't prove that Momain is killed. Then it's a Fakert. It's more Hamo. you have a bigger birur in the raglayim ledava. I know it's about them which is kamei eidim. That's why the Gemara had to go to eidecha. But achmi, this is pshat in the Gemara. So now the Gemara continues. So far we have proven that that is a vingilgul shvue by momen, because we find on the ikar shvue it is much more difficult to be mechayev a shvue by soite than by momen. By soite you need two eidim and kini estire, and by momen afel neidechad is neimon. So if there's a kula in the chiyav of ikar shvua, about the gevis, if we find by soite after there is an ikar shvua, there's a concept of gilgul shvua, afilu by soite, so about the gevis by momen, who the chiyav shvua comes about through a much easier oif, and about the gevis, there's a din of gilgul shvua. Frek the gemore, ashkecham bevadai. No. Bevadai, if I understand your kal v'chayma, if for example, if Reuven came with an eidechad, you owe me $100. That was the ikar shvua, right? And then I come with this eidechad, and he says, well, this kark is also mine. So, I'm coming with a tviya, with a raglayim ledova, but my hands are tied, einish boin al karkois. My karka is not in shvua, or the raglayim ledova doesn't help my karka. Or case number two by Gilgul. Let's say, on the first shvua I have an eidechad that says he owes me a money. Now I come and moan from him, listen, this watch you're wearing, this is my watch. He's a kaifa hakel. I don't have any raglaim ladova. I'll kopon him, so I'm saying that, well, in the second tree, even though there's no raglaim ladova, I learned that from Saita, that you swear that Shaloi Satisi Arusa, there's also no raglaim ladova. When she was an Arusa, we thought she was a big tzadekis. So Rafa came. We swear, even though there's no raglaim ledova. That's good. If on the second shvua there's a tainus vada. But what will be the din? If there'll be a tainus sofik on the second shvua, how do you know there's a din gilgul shvua by moment? Ashkechen bevadai, sofik minola. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ashkechen vadai, shemigalgalin shvuas, Tainis Bori. The Dovol Shein Chayov and Olav Shvue. A Megalgul Ashvue. If there is a Tainis Bori on the second Tviye, the Dovol Shein Chayov and Olav Shvue. But it's something that you don't swear on. Kigoin Karkois. Oy Shaloi Haide Bemitzas around the second Tviye. There was no Maida Bemitzah, he wasn't no Maida Bemitzah. Shemagal Gunoisim Nishayv Leishvue Mimoke Machen. So that I understand, that's the limbut. Sofik Minay Taine Shema. But what if on the second Tviya, I want him to swear, not I have concrete evidence that he owes me something. But listen, he's on already, he's swearing already. Let him swear on this also. Let's prove it. He's telling the truth. Prove it. Swear it. Keep going. And Rashi gives a marshal. Shvuas ha-shutvim v'harisim she-cholku. This name be shvuas. Cholku ha-shutvim v'harisim ene yochel ha-shbiyoi u-ktoni nischayev lo-yishvu mimokem hacha v'galgul nolo v'esakil al mesofik nami v'galgul. Now let us explain a little bit what Rashi is saying over here. The halacha is if you have two shutvim, Reuven and Shimon, and they had a business, and the Zaitzois, and each one was taking care of his chalik of the business, and then they decided we're dividing the shutfas. So Reuven tells Shimon, listen, all the cheshbonos, tell me how much you took, how much this, and we'll make a chalukah. And Shimon comes and tells him, he writes down, he figured it out, what this X amount, this is how much so of whatever is left over, he deserves half. That's the shutfas. Now we have to realize, there, by shutfim, the meira heter, that means, each shutf of the Shimon, could be, took a little bit more from himself, but then he thinks, well, I worked overtime a lot, and I gave more effort. Let's see, the shutfas was, Reuven gave the money, Shimon was working. There is a yetzer hara that a normal shutf has, has to be exactly half and half, how much effort I put in, how many nights I didn't sleep. If I get 10% more, it's, and then with him, so I have to tell him exactly what it was. I'll tell him like this. And so Chazal were mechayev a shutif, b'shas the chalukah, when they're making the chalukah, he comes out with a cheshbon, I get X amount, you get X amount. So Chazal were mechayev a shvu mi the abonim, and you swear on what you're saying, this is a shvu the abonim. Because Chazal realized the person, there's an Nisoyan over here, he's allowed to be Nifshon this Nisoyan. There's a Shvuas Chalukas HaShutun, which if the Shutif is Taveya, if Reuven is Taveya, Shimon, please just swear that the Shvuas HaRabonim. What happens, Bishas Chalukas HaShutvas, Reuven wasn't around, Reuven was dreaming, whatever it was, they made the shutfas, there was no, he didn't come with a lawyer to them, no, ask him to swear. Right? They made the chalukah. 10 days later, someone comes over to Reuven, you made it, you trusted him. What? Because he said. So he comes to Bezin, he says, oh, Taka, let him swear, just so now there's the shutfas is entitled to the Tevei Shvu. So Bezin says, I'm sorry. This is Bishas Chalukah. If you ask for a Shvua, we entitle you that the Chalukah will be made Al Yedei Shvua. But if the Chalukah is done and over with, you woke up 10 days later, too late. Can't be Mechayev Shvua. Fine. Finished. Can't be Mechayev Shvua. No, the Rabban Shalom helped that 5 weeks later, this Shimon comes to Reuven, he wants to borrow $50 from him. Fine. So he lends him $50, the shutif, he was shutim for so long. I'll pay it back in a week. Next week Reuven comes to Shimon, $50. What? $50? I never borrowed a penny from you. See, she saw who the Shimon is already. But Baruch Hashem, there was an Eidecho there, Bishasta Halbo. He calls the Eidechot, the Eidechot is made. I saw Hashim and Bar from Reuven $50, takes him to Bezin, he has to swear. Now he has to swear, so he says, you know, Shimon, no, we made Chalukas HaShutfim, you know, 5 weeks ago. Swear also, all these Cheshbonos that you told me, you swear. And Allah is, Zmechui to swear Shvur, the Eiser. That's Gogol Shvur. So the Gemara is asking, and that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is that if he can be begalgal a shvur, now he swears me the raisa. Now this shvur, Reuven is requesting without a tainus bori. He's requesting it. I see already something, but there's no tainus bori over here. And he gets the shvua with a tainus shem, but maybe I see you're not so ontlich. Maybe you did an avl over there. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Swear. So we see a chiddush that is a din gilgul shvua afilu b'tayinu shema. So now the Gemara is asking, how do we know this? And let us see Rashi, and then we'll see a more dikazach. Zok to Rashi. Stafik minayin. Tayinu shema. Kegayin shvua sa shutfim v'arisen. Shecholku. V'snan b'shvuas, we learned in the Mishnah, cholku ha-shutfim v'arisin, they divided, and b'shas chalukah, there was no request to swear the shvuah the Rabbanon, eine yochel ha-shbiya, he can't be mashbiya. Uktani, we learned further, nischayev lo'i shvuah mimokei machen, migalgulan olav esakil, Al-Masafik Nami Migalgul. So we have an offener din, the Gilgul Shvu'ah. The second Shvu'ah is a filu without a tainus bori, a filu without a tainus vade. Frek the Gemore Minola. I Mikal Vachayim, if you tell me, I learn that from Saita. Saita is also a tainus shema. So I learn that from Saita. Zitrashi Leidomi. The Saita Kol Shvu Osa Sofik, the first Shvu is also on the Sofik. The Gilgul Nami Sofik, and Gilgul is also the Sofik. Mamain Iker Shvu Osa Yenei Bo Ela Betaynes Vada, Dixiv Kitin Ish, Shvu Es HaShvu Tekata Drabboni, Mishim Demayre Bo Ateri Kedah Mahosam, the Kivin De Iker Shvu Es Momin Lesa Ela Betaynes Vadai, Gilgul Didei Nami Betaynes Vadai Veloi Betaynes Sofik. And I'd like to elaborate for 2 minutes to explain Akori Rashi Lashi Tosoi. It's Moiradik the Gemara's Kasha. We had mentioned before Shitas Rashi is Ashvuas Eidechot comes with a taina. Not Eidechot has an Amonis Lagabi Shvuah. No, you have to come with a taina. I lent you $100. He says, no, never happened. I bring an Eidechot, so the Eidechot is Malim, my Taina. But according to Rashi, Shvu'ah Echot needs a Taina. The Mechayev of the Shvu'ah is the Taina. The Eidechot is a Siyua to my Taina. Well, we see the person, Yesh Dvorim Begave, because this Eidechot is agreeing with him, but not the Eidechot has an emonis on the halvo. The Eidechot is malim, is mechazik, the taina of the teve. Fine. So let us just what did we say now? In order to be mechayiv a shvuah, I'm teveya and shudik you're teveya taka. I hear what you say. I know them teveya and kein yeshloi. But to be mechayiv a shvuah, you have to prove that there's some truth in your tviya. We don't believe you with the tviya. We won't be mechayev shvuah without a raglaim ladov. Fine. So you need a neidecha. There's a raglaim ladov. A meidah b'mitzvah is a raglaim ladov. Fine. We see that he's like a meidah. He tackles. Yeah, we see that he's the whole thing. Get a month for him $100. He says, well, I owe you something. Not exactly, it's not $100, it was $95. So we see already, yeah, the drake sechabis. So we see also that when he's money from him, he tackles him. It's just, so that's a raglaim mudov, that's a drore de shvue that I see that he's right. M'chuyim to swear shvue that I see. So then the Torah said, so again, a shvuah by momin comes about with a combination of two components. Number one, he's teveya, and could be that's the ikar component. Number two, and I have a raya that there's some emes to his tviya. I have a raglaim because an eidechet also says like this. These are the two components that make a chiyev shvuah. So now I learned that there's a din of Gilgul shvuah. So what is the chiddush of Gilgul shvuah? That even though on the second tviya, I don't have a raglaim ladova to what he says, I have a tviya without a raglaim ladova, there's a din of shvuah gerer shvuah. So the din of Gilgul shvuah by mom until now was that you could be mechayev a second shvuah without a raglaim ladova, but you have the main component of the shvuah, which is the tviyas hateveya. But I don't need a raglaim ladova anymore, since he's swearing on the first thing, I can be teveya shvuah without a raglaim ladova. That's what we had till now. Let's talk about saita. Saita works only with raglaim ladova. That means, when there was kinoi istire, the husband doesn't know, Zinsalay, he hasn't the faintest idea. Then the Torah said, Raglaim Ladova is Machayev Ashur. Fine. So there's a din gilgush, which she swears loisatisi when I wasn't a loser. So also the same thing, that you, if you're swearing on the ikeshvue, which came about with a raglaim ledova, my moment it's a raglaim ledova, with a tviye, by sight it's a raglaim ledova alone. So now, the second shvue, nachsin and darge, we don't need the raglaim ledova anymore. That's Gilgal shvue. But frech the gemara, amoyre vike kashe. But, if, by moment, if on the second shvue is a tiny shema, so he gave a big jump. This is not by Saite. By the Chiddush of Saite is the Raglayim Ledovo that is needed for the first Shvua is not needed for the second Shvua. We have here a new Mechayim of Shvua Gerer Shvua. So by Saite that the whole Shvua does not need a Tviya. It only works with Raglayim Ledovo. That's it. The second Shvua doesn't need a Raglayim Ledovo either. But mom, mind that you need two factors in order to be mechayev ashur. You need a taine plus a raglaim ledova. So that I could say that a second shvur without a raglaim ledova, I'll also swear. That's mamish lag seiter. But to say you swear a second shvur without a taine, without a raglaim ledova, please, you don't see this from seiter. You made a big jump over here. That shot the Gemara's kasha ashkech and vadai sovik minola. You're learning out from Saita. Learn out what it says by Saita. By Saita it all says the reglayim ledova, which is needed to be mechayev shvua, is not needed by the second shvua. But if by moment you need a tviya, so how do you know you can make such a jump? The second shvua without a tviya, without a reglayim ledova, how do you know to make such a big jump? That shot the Gemara's kasha. And the Mishnah says in Shavuos that he's a mechuyev to swear with a tiny shema. How do you know this? How do you feel this is pshat in Rashi? Minola, yeah. So the Gemara answers as follows: Nemra Tanya Rav Shimon Yechayima Nemra Shvua Bachutz VeNemra Shvua Befnim. It says Shvua Bachutz by Shvua Bezen. V'nemra Shvua Befnim. Ma Shvua Mura Befnim. Osa Bo Sofi Kevadai. Av Shvua Mura Bachutz. Osa Bo Sofi Kevadai. Now you have to understand the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is a Pachat. So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. If the Gemara means Amamotzinu, or the Gemara means a Gzeira Shavet. Now, we'll see in a minute. Taisus says klal tzamamatzino. The Ramban, the Ritva says it's a zeir shove. The Marit asks if it's a mamatzino. He doesn't understand well. How can you make a mamatzino? The Gemara's kasha, just like with a kal v'chayma, I can't learn out. The Gemara said you're making a big jump. That was the Gemara's kasha. How could you learn out that if a shvua in mame needs two factors, how can I say that the second shvua needs nothing? You can't let say nam a shvua befnim, nam a shvua bechut. I'm sorry, the shvua befnim only needs a raglaim ledova. All I can learn now is I don't need the raglaim ledova. But if there's something else, so the Marites, he doesn't understand. If it's a mamatzin, he doesn't understand the Gemara. So let us say the veil that Rashi learned, it's a gzera shove. Fine, it's a Gzeira Shove. I mean, other Rishayim learn like this. So finished. It's a Gzeira Shove that I learn out, just like by Soite, the second Shvue is a Sofik, and there's no Tainus Vadai, and no Raglaimodov, and nothing. And you swear. So I learn out by moment, it's also the same thing. Now that we have a Gzeira Shove, perhaps we didn't need the Kal Bochayim to begin with. Fine. But Al Koponim, that's the Chayr Pshat according to Rashi. Let's see now what Rashi says. Shvua Befnim, the Saitin Shvinaisa, Bazore, period. That's it. Now let us see Taisvis. Sofik mi lolon, perish pekunteres. So Rashi says, Taine Shema, kegoin Shvua Sashutvim, Orisim shecholko, the same pek on Ishboim, cholko orisim vashut v'meni yochel ashbiyah. Oktani nischayevloi shvue mimoke macha. But if he's a megalgen all of us, akel hamasofek nami megalgen. Vim taima my boy lon minola neilav kavochem misaita. Shu sofek megalgen ale afa gavlanita litova beidecha. The same kavochem. In Kenya, Fin and Suffolk, me Suffolk, just like by Saita, the second Shvue, so Tataina is Suffolk, and Saita needs two Adam, here's one Adam. So by Mama, whatever's by Saita, I'm about to give it. Vishlam Bledomi, the awesome Kol Shvue Shalom Suffolk. The whole Shvue is, the first Shvue is also Suffolk. So there is no need Bechlal of a Taina to swear. In the Kat Megalgen Leh Sofik, Avul Momin, the Ikish would the Eina Betayne Sofik, and the Megalgen Leh Sofik. Fine. That's what we learn Pshat and Rashi also. This is very, very good. If you learn that a Shvu Sei Dechot needs a Tainis Bori. Nemro Shvu Ebin Bifnim. Vim Taima Lomali Kalvachayme Deleh Loima Shemegalgelit. Why did we need the kalvachayim and nail of mahadra shegufe shemegalgen b'momein shum de nemro shvua b'fnim de nemro shvua b'chutz b'memotzinu? Just like now, the Gemara says hamamotzinu is gewaldig. So just like we learned out from hamamotzinu that you're megalgel with a tiny shema. So who adin the whole din gilgul latzoy for mamatzin v'yishloime di lav kavochaim b'hai mamatzin lochal amitzin l'meil the mamayin emisur l'efin. What do you mean mamatzin? By Easter is a din gilgul, by moment is a din gilgul. It should be, we have a klal mamayin emisur l'efin. That's what we needed a kavochaim to be megala, that what that the moment is geringer than does. So moment has all the coolest. Mamun Shazikha have all the kulis of Saita, which is Mohama. In Kaim Ahashtam Afkin and Shape Boha Mamat Sinilasa Yisofi Kebad. Now, Taisva says Kloritza Mamat Sinu. And now we're back to Akasha, which we asked before, which mentioned the Marita asked the Akasha. How could you learn that from a Mamat Sinu? There's no comparison. Mamen to Saita, by Saita, all you need is a raglaim ladova, and the Chiddush is, the Gilgul Shvua is, but for the second Shvua, we don't need the raglaim ladova. Mashain came by Mamen, we said we need a taina. We need a taina plus a raglaim ladova, so how do you know by the second Shvua, you can even get away without a taina? That was the kasha. I'd like to say a pshat, perhaps this is pshat according to Taisvis, and perhaps this is pshat in the Shita Shleinoida Lamiya Nagamore, but I'd like to give a little hakdome. In Chedushe Rav Reuven Abad Metzia, he brings a machlokes harishonim, how Gilgul Shvua works, the mechanics of Gilgul Shvua. And he says as follows, Shitas Rashi is, the mechanics are Shvua Gerera Shvua. There's no mechanics on the second Shvua. That means I don't have the components to be Mechayiv the Shvua, but he's swearing already, come, you're swearing, let's be Mevara. Case number two also. That's the din of Shvua Gerera Shvua. According to other Rishonim, he has Mira de Karayis, that Emerson, Gilgul Shvua is not out of the clear blue sky, I'm telling you to swear on this also. This first Shvua is telling me something. That means the first Shvua that I'm being mechayev you to swear, we see already that you're not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Something's fishy over here. By the first Shvua. Let's talk about the first Shvua. The first Shvua is But any case, by sight, she says, what? You choshed me? Well, there was kinoi. There was still, we see already, she's not the psazer. That's what we should believe. So now, it's not as if something to think about that she nit meis. So now, swear, also. So that means that even though the second shvua there is a kfire mitzi doch, and on the second case I don't have strong grounds to be mechayiv you a shvua, but afal pikein the raglayim ledava of the first shvua is nespashit on the second tviya. We see something already from the first shvua to make me think already on the second shvua. It's not. It's something to think about. That's the lumdus of Gilgul Shvua. Means the lumdus of Gilgul Shvua is that I see already that you're not from the most trustworthy people. So now I'm already. So Gilgul Shvua is napshat. We swear without any inkling or aglaim ledava that there's a reason for you to swear. No. From the first shvua, that makes me already think on the second shvua. So, could be that pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says as follows. Vinishtvi, when, let's talk about Saita. By Saita, the first shvua, there was kini yistire, there was a raglaim ledava, like that's telling me that the mistam is insa. The second shvua, I don't have such a strong proof that it was insa, but we say sofik kivada. The Torah said that even though theoretically on the second shvua, I don't have a strong basis to be mechayev a shvua, no sofik kivada, we use the vadois of the first shvua, the raglaim ledava of the first shvua, to make us think about the second shvua also. That is the chiddush of Gilgul. The chiddush of Gilgul is that the mechayev of the first shvua makes me think about the second shvua. Sofik kivadai. Very interesting, the Lashon HaGemara. So memela, the same thing over here. That's what the Gemara means. The mechayiv of the first shvua. Zichev hashteitzach hashvua is only if there's a taina without a taina not. But the mechayiv of the first shvua becomes nispashit on the second case also. From the first shvua I see he lent you $50. He says he lent you $50. Neidechet says he lent you $50. And you're saying you never borrowed anything. I see something. So even though I don't see so clearly in the second case by the Shutfis that you were not so honest, but, so it's the same concept of Sofik Kivadai. That means I use the Raglai Mudav of the first Shvur to be Nispashit on the second Shvur. So Mamela, I'm using the Koyach of the first Shvur, bringing it over to the second shvua. So then I could learn out with a mamotzina. If we would learn differently, if we learn the second shvua, you swear without anything, without a raglaim ledava, that's the lumdus of Gilgul Shvua. So then we appreciate the kasha. Well, without a raglaim ledava, abai. But here it's without a tviya. So how do you know? That was the Gemara's kasha. But if we learn the lumdus of Gilgul Shvua is you never swear without a raglaim ledava. And I take the raglaim ledava, whatever I had in the first shvua, and I bring it over to the second case. So they had a tain and a dos, I bring it over to the second. There's a concept of sofik kivadai. Could be that tried according to the Sveima Rebbe. Now, shalik al kos fakis megalgalim. Now, this din that is a Gilgul Shvua fill on the sofik, shim nischaiv odom lachaveire shvua in yochel galgalai vleime, he shavali shalik al naftali shum dovo me'oilam. That means I can't stamazay without any inkling. I can't make him swear on such a thing. Al davke besofik sheshlonu lochash ktas. Okay, Nasa loy shutif, oy oris, triyagav, namin, imsev, kadnish, boim, demigalgalem. means davke such a inyan which we see Chazal were choshed that he's olu lahiris heta. So even though the shvuah the rabbanon is not any more applicable after they made the chalukah, but this is a suffix which is something to think about when we say gilgul shvuah. Zok the gemara baita ad heichan gilgul shvuah. How far does Gilgul Shvuah go? That means we'll see the Gemara say now a chiddush. There's a din of Gilgul Shvuah. How far does it go? Oma, this is a very shver Gemara. Let's just give a hakdomen. There's a lot of shverikayt in here. Oma, Rabbi Yehuda, Marav, the Omalei, he shavali she'ein avdi ato. Even in such a case, even we have to understand, but let's not, we're going to get into that soon. But the Gemara says, that means, I came over to a person, I told him, you're my Eved Kanani. This is the second Shvuah. I had one Shvuah against him, now I say, you know, I came over to a person, and I had one Shvuah against him, and now I tell him, you know, you're my Eved Kanani. He says, what? Eved Kanani? I mean, Yisrael, what are you talking about? He says, Yeshavali, that you're not my Eved Kanani. So the Chiddush is, a filo, such a case you can swear. We don't appreciate yet what the Chiddush is. So the Gemara says, Ahu, Shamuti, Mishamtinelei. If a person calls another Yid an Eved Kanani, we put him in Chayrim. You're talking about your Machayv and Mashvuah. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. He says this din shemuti mishamtinale is speaking about something else. I come over to a yid and I tell him you're an Eved Kanani. Tell me you're an Eved Kanani. Now do you know you degraded him? Nevek, let's be megashim dinyan. I mean, an Eved Kanani is a chamer, hamadim el chamer. Each Yid makes a bracha in the morning. Shaloi asani ovet. I mean, I wasn't born an Eved Kanani. It's a very degrading. There's a goy, and Eved is better than a goy, but that's not too comfortable. So I go and call him an Eved Kanani. Chazal were menadim. They put him in chayim. That's you have to be careful when you give titles to people. You have to know what you call them. This is a very degrading. You're calling him a dos and a beknani, chazal woman and him. So the beknani and sin, that's fine. You insult a person. I mean, such an insult, that's fine. But the beknani asked over here, we're speaking about something else. I came over to him. I said, I'm not insulting you. You're my beknani. You belong to me. I'm not insulting you. There's a din tayra over here. I'm mourning from you. I'm not insulting you. I say you're my Eved Kanani. You went and you made a whole farce. You said that you're a Ben Chayren and thus and I'm telling you, you're my Eved Kanani. I bought you those. We're living now in a new city. Maybe no one knows about. But I'm money. You should swear on this. I'm not insulting you. That's what I'm money. So Bekevega blies by a tzorch iyun. He does not understand how the Gemara put these two things together. The Gemara says, how could you be mechayev someone a shvu on this? Why not? If I'm mourning from him that he's my Eved Kanani, why not? I'm not doing anything wrong. Why can't he be mechayev? Na'inish boy na'la kalkois? No, that's gilgul shvu, but it's not. So Bekevega blies by a tzorch iyun, and we'll understand the Gemara the way Rabbi Kivega understood Tzorchiv. Okay, we don't know Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. But the Gemara says that you don't swear on such a thing. The Sanya, Akeire lechaveire Eved, Yehei benidui. Mamzer, you call someone a mamzer. This is not as degrading. Seifik as a boy, you get makas maldis, but he'll pay for that. It's not a hefker de kevelt. Roshe, you call someone a roshe, yoyreit imod imoy lechayev. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, and heichen koiche shel gilgul legabel ul galgul dovosh einish boi nolot. Domalei avdiyato, אפילו זו, אפילו he said you're my עבד, מגלגון, מישראל לשום מוקים אחר. ומסקונה מפורש מי רבוס, what's the חידיש? אפילו in such a case, we're not up to the מסקונה yet. מי רבוס מקרקי, it's מקרקי, the אומר, היכן, so you swear in carcass, I mean that's every גלגו שבו, that's the פושט גלגו שבו. הקורא לחבר העבד, עבד כנעני, יבנידוי, היו מנדין הישראל, שמזלזל בישראל כל כך, that such a zilzal, such a oifen of degrading a yid, af heim yizalzal, I will show you, you'll know how it feels to be a mezuzal, to put you a nidu in treir, and people won't send you a dal rabbis, we'll show you. Soifik es haboy, if you call someone a mamza, soifik es haboy, are you coincing makis maldis? V'nechele homin, this is better than nidoy, it's not, this is less, because a mamzer is also better than an evikanani. Rosho yoyred imay lachayif, a very interesting thing, klayma, lozu ein bezden niskokin, that means by this insult, bezden mishzach shaynish, this is not a very, this insult is a smaller insult than a mamza than an ebit, so bezden is not niskik. Avol hu muta lesanoisai. He's allowed to hate it. Number one. And number two, va'af lemayit parnasosai v'leired leumnosai. He's also yoyred imay lechayim. For such a person who calls another yida roshe, some emele, he's allowed to be memayit panasosai v'leired leumnosai. That means that this Reuven had a grocery store, and Reuven calls Shimon a roshe. So now Shimon goes and opens up a supermarket next door to Reuven's grocery store. Whatever he goes outside, he sees whatever this is X amount for a pound. This is thus. This is 2 cents cheaper, 5 cents cheaper. In 2 weeks, there's a sign up by Reuven store for sale. He's applying for food stamps. Al kaponim yegadim elechayev. And it would seem, I mean, we have to understand this. It would seem that the Mesil Yisharim says that if you leired lum nosay falls into the category of gezel. This is not samazay. This is zayla. It's not. So what hetter do you have to gazel someone? So this gezel is a relative gezel. That means since there's a din la'avta le'yacha kamoicha, he also has to have a parnasa. So memele, so he's entitled to have parnasa. He was here first. You want to open up a supermarket? Shulding. The next city you can open one up kizuntait. About next door to open up a supermarket? No. Not allowed to, because you're mechuyev al tz'avas yisot, but he also should have a parnasa. But it seems the minute he called me a roshe, mutal sanoisai. I mean, shedem mechuyev kizachdo. You degraded me so much, there's no mitzvah of av anymore. Mutal sanoisai. This is a heter. The Chofetz Chaim would also say this. You're allowed to hate him. You're allowed to hate him. So then, I'm not mechuyev to be achoy on your panosa. I don't have to be doyig on your panosa. For such a, so memele, so, yerdi melechayev. Al koponim. So this cannot be the case. So we don't know what the case is. What just see Taisvis, akair lechaver eved yei benidui, mikan medagdik rabenutan. Yehei benidui, it's a very vague lotion. He should be benidui. Mikan medagdik rabenutan, the cholech adome ki agavne, yehei benidui, kehidin edorin. The Gemara says the same lotion in the Dorim. B'shemeya askore mipicha deroi, ho yechayiv lenadoisai. If someone, Reuven, heard how Shimon said Hashem levatola, so there's a chiyuv and Reuven to be menad Shimon. this is quite Shemayim, where's your Kanoi? Shem that says Hashem Lebatole in front of you, he's being mezalzel in quite Shemayim, you have to put him in Edi. V'imloi nidu, what if he was a menada? Nah, I mean, well, I can't do this then. Huatzma yehei ben nidui. So then, the Shemeya Askore, who was not menada, he'll become ben nidui. So that Gemara is a very vague lotion. So they says, Loi shame in Mela, not Pshat, automatically will be Benin. Ela Besn, Hoi Yechayovim Lenadoi, say Besn was Chayv to Mimnadim, Kiyama Hoche, Shamuti Mishamtinale. Here the Gemara says, here our Gemara explains what Yehei Benidui means, that Besn will get involved and Besn will be Mimnadim. Vahayna Mida Keneged Mida, Kloima, Hu Kore Lechaveroi Evet, Do who orul and evet orul knan? He's an orul. Kach mekalin oisai ba orul da'ainen nidui. So that's you called him an orul. So bezin is menade him and he becomes an orul. V'chein akoyre lechaveiroi mamzer who aimer shechaveiroi over belav. Lefikach seifik esaboim kedin over belav. Now this is a very shver loshim. What do you mean? Chaveiroi ovar belav. So we have two ways to learn pshat. Either chaveiroi ovar belav, we're saying that he was married already. Speaking about a case, he was married. Azidach smashtait in Yaivitz, he was married. I call you a mamzer. So here I'm saying that you married a bas Yisrael, you are ovar belav. So the avl over here is, I'm saying it was ovar belav. Or other Rishonim say, Shafiliza Bocha, who Yaver Balav. But I'm saying that, if you'll ever get mad, Yaver Balav. Lefikar Soifikas Aboim Kedin Oiver Balav. So that's why this Kairai will get Malkas Aboim Kedin Oiver Balav.